Well, here's an old tape I hadn't thought much about until somebody asked about it. This tape was kind of marginalized in my thinking because at the time I recorded it, I didn't really consider it to be a legitimate representation of the way the analog network really was. But in retrospect, it's kind of a unique snapshot which has a lot of vibrational beauty. We'll start with a sample phone call, and then I'll take you through the process of unraveling the mystery as to just what's up with this office. Obviously, that call ended up on a Bell System Step CDO. But what kind of switch are we calling from here, and how is this call going through? Before we go any further, there were some MFs in that last call, and those are crosstalk. It was the same number twice, indicating that something had produced an influx of calls, perhaps a radio commercial. But those MFs are crosstalk, and they are not a clue as to what type of office this is. Now here's a call that does reveal what type of switching equipment gave us the dial tone, at least, but it doesn't tell the whole story. Here's a call to an unassigned office code in area code 800.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 4046. We're sorry.
Well, now that we've heard that, we can answer a few questions. First of all, there is this sound. And that is the Bell System's automatic number identification system, called ANIB, coupled with a coin return. The ANIB system is used only on step-by-step, panel, or number one crossbar. So the office we're calling from is one of those three. But there's another clue which narrows it down even further, and that's this recording.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Which, as you know, is from the Atlanta area. And so, those two things together... Guys, hey, I'm recording in here. Okay, that's an inside joke, but anyway, that recording was from the Atlanta Northwest 4A, and the fact that we get that on an invalid 800 office code means we are calling from the Atlanta area. Now, the ANIB sound... means that, of course, we're calling from a step, because there's no crossbar 1 or panel in Atlanta, at least not in 1977. But there's something else going on here. First, let me show you what a step in the Bell system using touchtone ought to sound like calling a nearby ESS. Here is one such call. Notice that after I dial the last digit, there's a momentary battery cutoff, then some pulsy noises while the digit is being dialed, and then the touch tone converter drops. Then immediately the ESS ring begins. And that is how it should be. Now, of course, this is a step with touch tone converters, so you can't really hear what was going on behind the scenes, but I'll tell you. First of all, the dial tone is coming from a special register sender, which does nothing but listen for touch tones and convert them to dial pulses. There's a first selector behind the register sender, but we don't really hear that because the register sender is like a wall blocking the view of the switching train beyond it. As we dial this particular number, the first digit of the number connects us to a second selector, and then on the second selector, the second digit of the number connects us to a 5-digit trunk to the ESS. And then we dial directly into the ESS, albeit by way of the touch tone converter, and as soon as the last digit is pulsed out, the converter dropped out and the ESS we're calling began the ring. No problem there. But that is the exception rather than the rule from this office, which is Smyrna. Now, until I moved to Atlanta, I really didn't know where Smyrna was, though I'd heard of it this way.
WQXI-FM Smyrna, Atlanta. Stereo 94.1.
Smyrna was one of the communities that was very close in and yet not considered part of the Atlanta Exchange. Thus, it fit into the numbering plan as if it were a suburb, even though it was located very close to downtown. Atlanta, being a steppe city, had a fairly rigid numbering plan. For example, all of the numbers beginning with 5 were in the downtown area. All of the numbers beginning with 8 were just north of the downtown area. The remainder of what was considered the Atlanta Exchange had phone numbers beginning with 2, 3, 6, and 7. And finally, the areas that were not considered Atlanta at all were all given office codes beginning with either 4 or 9. The numbers in Smyrna all began with 4-3. The Marietta numbers, very nearby, began with 4-2. The East Marietta Exchange had numbers all beginning with 9-7. Now, you've just heard me call the Smyrna ESS. This is one of the codes in the Smyrna Central Office that isn't STEP, it's the ESS in the same building. And as I've indicated, the call is going through as it should for a local right-in-the-neighborhood call. In other words, it rings directly, no tandem. Now let's see how some other neighborhood calls go through. Here's a call to the Marietta STEP. Sounds perfectly good to me. You dial the last digit, and as soon as it's dialed out, it's ringing. Again, indicating that the call is going through a direct trunk. Which makes sense because Marietta is a bordering central office. Very easy to get to. In fact, if you can get to Highway 41 and you're in the Smyrna zone, all you got to do is drive up, and by the time you see the Big Chicken, you'll be in the Marietta Exchange. Big Chicken? Just Google it. All I can say is thank goodness it's a landmark that's going to be protected, because without it, no one in Cobb County could either give or receive directions. Now let's try calling East Marietta. To get there, you would of course hang a right at the Big Chicken. This is another bordering central office, so it should go through directly. Now, hang on a minute. That is a bordering central office, and it's going through an ESS tandem? Notice that when the touch tone converter drops, there's a pause right here, and then an ESS tandem cut through to the East Marietta Crossbar 5. I guess I should mention this. When an ESS, and I mean by that a number 1 or 1A ESS, when an ESS connects a trunk to a trunk, it makes a certain type of click, more like a boomp or a thump, and we heard two of those on that first call, which was to the Stockbridge Step CDO. Here it is from just where the touchtone converter drops out. Test for ground, converter dropout. That's one ESS tandem. And that's the second one. There was some MF and other crosstalk there that was unrelated to our phone call. But the question is, how did this come about? How is it that we're going through two tandems calling Stockbridge, and we're going through one tandem calling East Marietta, which is right next door? Well, to find out, we got to get to a rotary dial phone, because the touchtone converter obscures the sound of the switching train, and I don't want to try to flash numbers from this phone, because these modern payphones, if you try to flash, it really gets messy because they have a mercury switch on the hook switch, which makes it very error-prone. So let's get to a rotary dial phone that has a 432, 435, or 436 number, and that's not going to be easy to find, actually, because most of the phones here are 434, which is in the ESS. But I'll find one, and we'll take it from there. Okay, now surprisingly, I have just found a second touchtone phone in the Smyrna Step. Now, this isn't exactly what we were looking for, but it turned out to have an interesting problem. I will just pick up this phone and call home. Yes, that's right. This payphone has a double line. It's got a Smyrna Step line on it, but there's also an ESS line here. That's what was causing all that clickety-clickety stuff when we were first picking up the phone. Sheesh. All right, let me try 611. This at first glance appears confusing, but actually there's a very clear explanation as to why this is happening. No, I don't have any idea. Let's try flashing 8 and then a bunch of 1s. Now on the step line, that's going to end up on the weather forecast, for reasons I'll explain later on. But on the ESS line, 811 is a vacant code.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-955.
The weather is brought to you by Southern Bell. Keeping in touch with friends and loved ones is important, and direct distance dialing is the fastest, most economical way to do it. Long distance brings you closer together. And now, the weather.
Sunny, breezy, and cool this afternoon with a high in the lower 60s. Clear and cold tonight with a chance of frost, mainly in suburban outlying areas with a low in the upper 30s. Sunny on Thursday with a high in the lower 60s. Winds northwesterly 8 to 18 miles per hour this afternoon, diminishing tonight. This forecast was prepared by the National Weather Service.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Okay, that makes sense, believe it or not.
404-955.
955 is a brand new office code in the Atlanta area, and it's actually in a brand new central office building that didn't used to be there. The building's called Powers Ferry, and its territory is carved out of the central offices that now surround it. Smyrna is one of the central offices that ceded territory to this new Powers Ferry office, and if you look in the current white pages, you see a lot of 95 numbers listed, which have a note on them, and it says until such and such a date, 1977, dial, and then it's a 43 number. So the directory actually documents the central office boundary change. And this payphone is actually in the process of being switched from one central office to the other. And they made the mistake of having both lines active at the same time. So this is going to be a 955 dial tone first coin phone. And by the way, this is the first evidence of dial tone first that I've ever seen in Atlanta. So that's what that was. And I'm sure I'll come back next week and it'll be a 955 number. But for now, we still need to find a rotary dial phone in the Smyrna Exchange that can be recorded from. Well, I've been looking and looking and looking. I don't want to say that I've necessarily gone too far north, but would you like regular or extra crispy? Yeah, I've gone into the Marietta zone now. But while I'm here, let me show you something about the Marietta step that contrasts with the Smyrna step. Now, the Marietta step is more like a normal, healthy step office, in that when you call something that's right next door, you get connected over a direct trunk. For example, here's a call to East Marietta, 971. Forgive the funny noise on this tape. It was a defect in the cassette. Nine goes into a second selector. Seven goes into a third selector. One goes into a four-digit trunk to the crossbar 5, and now we dial the last four digits right into it. That was a nice direct wire trunk. Now, Roswell, 992. Nine goes to a second selector. The second nine goes to a five-digit trunk to the crossbar 5. It's T-carrier, and now we'll dial the last five digits directly into the crossbar 5 again. That soft little tick was the ring starting. We're already on the line. Here's 953 in Powers Ferry. Nine goes to a second selector. Five goes to a T-carrier trunk to the ESS, and the last five digits get dialed right into it. And that's the way Marietta calls these offices that are right nearby. Now, from a Smyrna rotary dial payphone, it's a little different. This is a Smyrna rotary dial payphone, and we're calling Powers Ferry. I've just dialed a 9, and this is not a second selector. There is a soft dial tone in the background. That's just a power supply characteristic of the Smyrna step. It's very quiet. And now I'm going to dial a 5. All we heard was a certain tikka sound, which usually indicates that we're dialing into a wire trunk to some other office. And that other office is not a step, because there was no step noise. Third digit now. Same thing. And after we dial each digit, we're just going to hear that tikka sound. Here's the last digit, and after I dial it, you'll notice there is a very definite pause, and then it starts to ring in Powers Ferry. And right before the ring was an ESS tandem click. So that explains why calls to the neighborhood that begin with 9 go through an ESS tandem. They have set it up so that the digit 9 goes into a special 6-digit trunk to the ESS in the same building. And then the ESS takes the last 6 digits of the number and puts the call through. And this gets worse. Now I'm going to call a 233 number, which is a bordering central office. Dial to 2. It's pretty quiet. Why don't I have a good feeling about this? Now a 3. This is another one of those special 6-digit trunks to the ESS in the same building. The difference is, this one assumes the first digit to be 2 instead of 9 last time. So that's right, everything beginning with 2 is going to go through the ESS in the same building, which acts as a tandem, including to things that are right next door, like the 2-3 step. After I dial the last digit, there's going to be a long pause because the ESS has to dial the last 5 digits out. Had things turned out differently, the ring would occur immediately when we dialed the last digit, but here, not so lucky. That, of course, was a standard supervision test for a number one step. Had some very noisy relay sounds in it, but you may have noticed that the supervision was a little messy, and the reason is that an ESS tandem has a very slow scan rate that it uses to detect supervision changes, and so every time the supervision state changes, there's a delay before the signal is sent along, and that makes a very clunky and sloppy sounding phone call. Now what I did at the end of that call was a long flash which resets the 6-digit 2 trunk to the ESS. And so I am in the process of dialing the last 6 digits of another phone number right now, which will be a supervision test in the 2-6 crossbar 5. Same office as the 2-3 step, right next door. And if you're familiar with the way this test line is supposed to sound, you will definitely notice the way the ESS passes along the supervision in a very clunky, delayed way. By flashing at the end of the first call, I was able to reset the trunk and redial the last 6 digits and make another one. That's a very common pattern for steps in the 1970s, Bell and Independent. One little detail, once we had been charged for that first call, and then we ended up dialing numbers again, the ta-ka sound at the end of each digit stopped happening. That sound, therefore, is almost certainly associated with the coin equipment on the first selector here. And I bet you, from a home phone in Smyrna, you don't get that sound on these trunks. So now let's get a new dial tone and dial a 3. You know, this is awfully quiet. I hope this isn't... Oh well, I'm afraid it is. Now, it just so happens the Southern Bell Public Relations Newsline is a 391 number, so let's go ahead and call that. There's a message on there today that is a real sign of the times. This, of course, will go through the same way as those other calls.
Newsline 77 issued Friday, October 28th. The South's first retail phone center store opened this week at Atlanta's South Lake Mall. Designed as a retail face-to-face operation, the phone center store will be open during mall store hours Monday through Saturday. The South Lake Mall store is the eighth of its kind in the Bell system and the very first in Southern Bell and the Southeast. In recent years, a number of telephone pickup points have been added to the residents' telephone service. In almost every area in Atlanta, customers are able to call in their orders and go by certain offices to pick up telephone sets. Customers then take these sets home and plug them in where modular connections are already in place. This has proved to be a savings for both the company and the customers. The Phone Center store is an expansion of the concept that telephone customers enjoy being able to shop for phones the way they shop for other merchandise. At the Phone Center store, displays are provided so customers can see, touch, or operate the equipment. Service representatives are there to introduce them to services which they might not have known about. Most customer contact in the past has been by telephone. This new method is one improvement in personal service that customers should find both convenient and helpful. At Atlanta's Phone Center store, display units feature some 372 telephones in varied residential settings. That's the weekend edition of Newsline 77. I'm Gil Parrish. Have a very safe and pleasant weekend.
A sign of the times. And at that point, the phone center store had phones to rent, not to buy. But later on in the early 80s, they changed it so that you could buy the phones, but that was right around divestiture. What I'll never forget is how in 1981, I walked into a phone center store, placed and completed an order for a phone line with custom calling features, and walked out with the phone that it was going to be connected to, all within 15 minutes or less. I wish I had a tape of ordering a phone line in the 1970s. You would not believe how fast it was. And the thing that really made it fast was not that there weren't a lot of features, but the fact that the representative didn't sit there in silence going through screen after screen after screen on a slow computer. In those days, the computers they used were immediate. There wasn't a lot of busy work. And some things were still done by marking cards, which would then be run through a computer. I would suggest that efficient customer service is a lost art, and a study ought to be done on how the Bell system did things circa 1979 or so. Now, here's a fact that will be well demonstrated in the next segment.
On the four-level is a second selector.
A what?
Second selector.
Yes, Virginia, Georgia, there really is a second selector in Smyrna, and we'll get to it next.